Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the de facto sanctuary state of South Carolina, sanctuary for illegal immigrants. Yeah, you heard me right. By the way, if we're still going in and out, I'm really sorry about that. I think we're having some problems with our signal. Please, please, please remember, please know if the stream's ever down, we are everywhere. I mean, you just put in my name, Tara Servatius, Facebook. We stream live there. I stream live on my X feed. I always pin it to the top so you can find it during the show. You can watch it there. As well as listen to it, use it as radio or video as, you know, however you want to use it. You can go my Rumble feed. If you like, one of the cool reasons that works out great too, is you could start at the beginning of the show if you want and not drop in the middle. But my Rumble feed, Tara Servatius, and every account is under Tara Servatius. So very easy to find. So if you're having trouble this morning, cause I know we're in and out, please, please don't miss the show. Cause today's show is a really important show. Especially as we're dealing with this Iran stuff. But I want to hit this first. Freedom Caucus of the state of South Carolina legislature. Who's stopping immigration enforcement in South Carolina? Oh, I've been on this. Spoiler, they write, it's not the Democrats. Nope. In fact, I would argue South Carolina is a de facto sanctuary state. We're going to become even more so in the coming weeks and months. Why? Trump is focusing on blue states and blue cities. Where are the future Democratic voter, illegal immigrant class going to go? They're going to come here. They're going to come here. And you're going to see more and more people killed by illegal immigrant drunk drivers, more and more crime by illegal immigrants, more and more activity by the cartels as they flee the Democrat-controlled post-constitutional, post-American territories that are their states. Because Trump is there, and he should be there, but we're going to have a problem too. Listen to what they killed this year. And this is why this is going to feel increasingly like a sanctuary state. They ain't going to Florida, I'll tell you that. You can't even go to the grocery store in Florida without being in mortal terror of being deported. You know why? Every law enforcement officer there is now deputized just about as a federal immigration authority. ACLU can't stop them. They pull you over going 10 miles over the speed limit. You're not from here. You're an illegal. Bam. They take you straight to the deportation center. You end up in Guatemala or wherever you're from. Go back there. Listen to what our Republican leadership killed. Representative Burns, thank you, Representative Burns, good guy, sponsored 287G enforcement requirement, would formally require by law every South Carolina law enforcement agency to partner with ICE, the 287G program. Killed. Why it matters, only a handful of counties currently participate. Most don't. What is that? Sanctuary, say it with me. Oh, we're a de facto sanctuary state. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Killed the bill. Never made it out of committee. Really sad. Then there was the Citizenship Verification Act. That would require law enforcement to check the immigration status of every person arrested using the federal SAVE system and record that information in their criminal file. Why? Easy for ICE to find these people and deport them to make sure we do not send them back out on the street, which we are doing now. It also requires State Law Enforcement Division, that's SLED, to release annual public reports on how many illegal aliens are arrested and convicted. And you know what the other problem is, folks? I had all kinds of law enforcement contacting me this week telling me that that horrific death by a drunk driver on 385 this week. A drunk driver just trying to make a living. God bless him, 58 years old. He was killed. But I've been told by law enforcement the guy was an illegal immigrant. I don't know, though. I can't look it up. I don't know if that's true. Why? because Representative Beach, thank you, Representative Beach, his awesome bill to verify citizenship and record it so we can easily find and deport these people, both at the intake at the sheriff's level all the way on up to our prison level, killed in committee. Think about the cynicism of that. And so I have no way to look up if that guy isn't illegal. I don't know. The drunk driver, who, by the way, he's just cruising along with open cans as he drinks his Modelo. Kills a man. Is he illegal? I don't know. I could look it up, though. But Representative Beach's bill got killed in committee. Think about how cynical that is, okay? We're not even talking about picking up illegals here at this point. We're talking about picking up illegal immigrant criminals, and the Republican Party leadership in the House doesn't want us to know which of the criminals are illegal and which are not. This is your Republican Party, folks. It's state South Carolina. This is your Republican Party. So we're not just, again, talking about protecting people working on a farm somewhere or something like that, or people working on a meat packing plant. This is them protecting criminals. Not doing the 287G program. Why? Because Jorge's going to wake up once he bails out of jail in the morning and what, go to work at the meat packing plant? Want to make sure no American gets that job. Gosh darn, we'd have to actually pay him. And get this, you'd have to pay taxes too. Can't participate in a tax evasion scheme that is illegal immigration, can you? If Jorge can't roll out of bed after getting arrested and we know he's an illegal immigrant. You're Republican leadership, y'all. What a bunch of losers. Representative Jordan Pace filed a bill in the House that would make it a felony for someone who is unlawfully present in the U.S. to be arrested under South Carolina criminal code. Courts could then sentence them to up to 5 years in prison or allow for expedited deportation instead of letting them go as we do now without even knowing who they are and whether they're here illegally. You know, the way it is in Florida, they have this in Florida. But Jordan Pace's bill was killed in committee by the Republican leadership. Evil sons of guns, aren't they? Government ID for public school. Yes, you would need, any adult enrolling a child in public school would need to show a valid, unexpired government-issued photo ID. Killed in committee. Another bill to keep all of those immigration bills alive. In other words, get them out of committee. Jordan Pace sponsored that too, killed by the Republican leadership. Because God forbid we ID illegal immigrant criminals and we detain them. The reality is simple, they write on their Substack. South Carolina House is run by politicians who talk like conservatives at home but govern like moderates in Columbia. Folks, this is going to begin to become a bigger and bigger and bigger deal, especially as you got two things going on simultaneously. You've got the massive crackdowns in Florida. They're just going to go north, El Norte. Cannot operate there anymore. Cannot drive to the grocery store without risking ending up being deported. And then you've got Trump cracking down in these blue areas where these illegals are massing. They're going to come here. They're going to come here because they know they can work here and they know they can operate here. And we will feel more and more like a sanctuary state. What you're going to have more of is people getting killed by illegal immigrant drunk drivers, illegal immigrants committing crimes. You're going to have shootouts. You're going to have all the stuff that comes with that. And it's exactly, exactly what our GOP leadership in the state of South Carolina wants.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, yet another record set by Donald Trump. Biggest blue-collar wage increase in six decades. biggest blue-collar wage increase in six decades. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says we're just getting started. Let me set it up this way. In President Trump's, first 5 months in office, real wages, I've been screaming about this, real wages for hourly workers have seen their largest increase under any administration in nearly 60 years. And as Scott Bessent said, we're just getting started with pro-growth, pro-prosperity policies. Blue-collar workers have seen wages, real wages grow almost, 2% in 5 months of President Trump's first term. A stark contrast with the negative wage growth seen during the first 5 months of the Biden administration and generally over time. The only other time we've seen wage growth for blue-collar workers this high was during President Trump's first term. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. In fact, you have to go, folks, you have to go all the way back to Nixon to find the last time blue-collar wages grew at all. They've been losing ground as adjusted for inflation. It's just unbelievable. The first one was 1.3% gain by Trump in 2017. Okay, first five months, 1.7, almost 2% gain in blue collar wages. Now, I started noticing the wage gains overall. By the way, we're on track for an overall wage gain across the entire job market for Americans of 9.6% for the year. I mean, damn. And when that came out, Lee and I were, I don't know if you remember the show, we were talking about it. We're trying to figure out, like, how is this happening? Because it was Bureau of Labor Statistics. We couldn't, didn't say why, just said it was happening. And then we got this blockbuster article I don't want you to miss yesterday. You could Google it because it's a feel-good piece. New York Post reporting 1 million illegal immigrants have self-deported. We didn't have to lift a finger. They just walked out the door. Washington Post put the number at 780,000, so probably somewhere in between there. But so both sides, right and left, are in agreement on this. They self-deported. You know what that 1.7% represents? It's theft. Isn't wages just returned to them? It's what was stolen through illegal immigration. Where did the money go? Well, the illegals didn't get it. Corporate shiny shoes profited, put it in their pockets, built their swimming pools, had their better lifestyle, had their better earnings report, got their better and bigger bonuses. Lived in a way you and I never will. They stole it from the poorest among us. There was a time in this country, most recently, really kind of the early 80s, depending on the industry, where you could be a blue-collar person who worked in a factory and you would be lower middle class to middle class. That was the norm in this country. And they stole that. And if you have followed me from, back in the day when I was writing for Creative Loafing, I had a column there, and my first obsession began with the Chamber of Commerce. I could see how evil they were, and I could see their talking points, and I wrote and wrote, before anybody was writing about it, I wrote about how they came up with the lie. And I remember the press release I first saw it in, and I raged about it, that Americans were too lazy to do these jobs. And that was a lie, and I lost my mind. No, what that was that Americans would not work for artificially depressed wages. Because illegal immigration is first and foremost a tax evasion scheme by our elites. You work them under the table, what are you not paying them taxes? You got to hire one of these stinking Americans? Oh, you're going to pay all kinds of taxes. It's a tax evasion scheme, and that is the big lie. So they had to cover it up. They had to make this acceptable. And so what did they say? Americans are too lazy. Well, of course, Americans are too lazy. Paid $12 an hour working a chicken processing plant in the 80s. That was good money. What does it pay now? $11. So that's not adjusted for inflation. That's for real. Why? Theft. They stole that by illegally flooding the labor market. That's what they did. It's theft. And we have got to start saying theft, 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 theft. That's what that is. And people look, markets, people, capitalism is a very fixed and yet elastic thing. People understand inherently at a gut level, I'm not processing chicken parts all day for $11. they understand the wages are wrong. That is not what the market bears. And they won't do it. They're not slaves, but they'll do it for more. And I can prove it to you. NBC News spent 2 days freaking out over 76 illegal immigrants arrested in a Nebraska chicken processing plant. Look it up. NBC News Nebraska plant. Oh, and they interviewed the CEO and he practically cried. And what am I going to do? But you know what they said in the follow-up article? Their waiting room was full of Americans filling out applications. And I bet the wages went up. I bet they're going to have to pay more. I bet that hurts. Good. It's just capitalism. It's just capitalism. So, folks, I think it explains a lot of what we saw this week with Trump, because when you get a wage gain that big and that fast, and it becomes so nakedly obvious that the reason those wages were depressed to begin with was because of illegal immigration and the theft that enables, the brutalization of the illegals themselves as they come over, the rape of the women. I mean, on and on. I'm going to get into it. Nearly 2% wage gain for blue-collar workers in 5 months. That's why they don't want the border closed. It's just so wrong on so many levels. And you know who the real chump is? The real chump is you. You know why? These illegals need health care. Well, guess what? If you pay them under the table, you're not paying any taxes on them. Guess who gets the bill for that? You do. Not the corporate shiny shoes. You do. They steal from me, from us and them. That is all illegal immigration is. It's horrible. And I think this is why Trump was responding this way. His policies are working so well. I think he's getting all these phone calls from manufacturers going, oh my God, this is going so fast. They're self-deporting so fast. 1 million are gone. They're out of the labor force. And that's what the measurement was. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? I mean, because, you know, and he went, okay, we'll stop rating you. But that's not the answer. That's not the answer. So they've retracted that memo that said no more raids on, you know, factories and plants and restaurants and stuff. They retracted it. Apparently they're doing them again, but they also had a new policy overnight that says they're kind of also not doing them too. And I'll play some of that coming up. But folks, whatever the case, you know what this means? This was always easy to fix. All we had to do was stop the corporate fat cats and political donors from robbing us blind, robbing the illegals blind, and most especially robbing the blue-collar class of this country blind.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.